Yeah. You just can't stop. Can't stop praising the Lord. Amen? Amen. Giving Him the glory that is due His name. Hallelujah. I'm trying an experiment today with a hearing aid. My wife thinks that I need them. And I'm trying to see if this one that she says that I need will work for this. I'm not positive that it will, but music and hearing aids are difficult. Huh? And they're difficult for people with hearing aids because sometimes with hearing aids, it can be loud. Was it too loud today? Were we okay? Well, you see, God is a wonderful worker, wonderful Lord. It's cold out, they tell me. I was thinking as I ran back and forth, messing up my hair. Is it okay? Got to make sure it's okay so you can listen, honey. Anyway, I was thinking that years ago, in this kind of temperatures, I would still put on a mask and go out and run the streets of Aberdeen. Put on the mask because otherwise you breathe that cold air and your lungs freeze and you cough all the time. I'm so much wiser now. No, not really. It doesn't have anything to do with wisdom. I'm not fit to do that anymore. Amen. So if you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different than what others experience. Before we knew Jesus, there were things that came at us in our life. We didn't even see them as temptations. Oftentimes, I suppose that I saw them as good ideas. I have an idea. As the devil smiled, and God just waited. And God's faithful. Say, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. We can never forget that. God's faithful. He's faithful. He just plain is faithful. And there isn't, you don't have to have a specific, well, in what is he faithful? He's faithful. God is faithful, period. But he goes on to say, he will not allow your temptation to be more than you can stand. So then, oh, there's that thing. People say God's allowing stuff on us. That doesn't have anything to do with that. He's keeping an eye on us. And at the first one, he's got an answer. At the first one, he draws near. At the very beginning, he doesn't want us to go deeper, deeper, deeper. He wants us to be free right away. You know? He wants us to be free. Look at Samson. He comes to my mind. You know, perhaps he should have quit after the first time that Delilah invited him and then invited the enemy. And she wasn't like very good at deceiving. She said, "When are you going to tell me the truth? You didn't tell me the truth." Samson, I'm sure somewhere in there, Samson thought, "Why is she so interested in finding how to take away my strength?" But sometimes other things lead us along, and so it's two, three things are added. But don't misunderstand that God watches and says, "Oh, well, you can take more than that. Oh, you can take more than that." Because isn't that, oftentimes people say, you know, the Bible says God won't put any more on us than we can stand. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say God's putting anything on. He's not piling on. He's not making the pile. He's making a way because look at what it says. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out. I love that. He'll show you a way out. It doesn't say when you're tempted, he's going to stand by and see what you can take. No, he'll show you a way out. What's the way out? He's always the way out. Go back. God's faithful. We need to dwell on the right things, right? No, he'll show you the way out so that you can endure. So we can wake up in the morning and know that God has a way. And know that there is a way that seems right unto man, but ooh, that's a tough one. The way. God will show you the way out. When God shows you the way out, he's giving you something to show to somebody else. Everybody that knows God has a story to help someone. And God brings you by or them by for a purpose. For you to show the way. Show the way. Show the way. Share the way. Declare the way. If you read David's Psalms, you know, he was declaring what the Lord delivered him from. Sometimes complaining about the way that he was doing it. But God is faithful. This is what Paul can tell us. He was faithful. He is faithful. Remember last week we talked about grace and how grace works, and there's so much about that. And this week as I had the opportunity to do 9 more thinking on that as I did chapels, and I said it, and then I said, whoa, wait a minute. Remember this, it's his grace. It's his grace. It's not any grace, it's his grace. And he takes care of the grace. We don't have a spigot to open it up a little wider if we think there ought to be more grace, or shut it off if we don't think. You know, his grace, it's his grace, it's his grace, and it's our place to show the way. But it's his grace that we not only receive, but we want to display. You know, I mean, you know, there's a battle over, you know, easy grace. Some people don't want grace to be easy. Some people want to control the flow of grace. You can't just say that God's grace is going to cover everything. Well, God's love covers a multitude of sins, and God is love, and God's grace is pretty loving. We don't have to decide. You know? Somebody could hear this and say, oh boy, he's one of those that thinks you can do anything and it'll be fine. No, it won't be fine. God's going to work because his grace not only extends love and forgiveness, but his grace also convicts. The thing is to know and to show God so that people are exposed to the goodness of God, so that we can be like Paul and say, I was the worst of all sinners, but God's grace forgave me. We know that not everybody wanted Paul to be forgiven, correct? Didn't want that. Didn't think that he should be able to just go and preach the gospel. Well, you're not perfect. Isn't that a good one? Isn't that a great one when someone is kind to point out to you that you're not perfect? You know? No, but I know someone that is. I know that God is. God is perfect. And I know God. And I know God loves me just the way I am. And because I know that He loves me just the way I am, I have a greater desire to be the way He is. It doesn't, sometimes it does, but it doesn't bother me that I'm not perfect. Sometimes it bothers me that I could still have such imperfect places after years and years and years of wanting to be perfect. Because He said, you'll be perfect just as I am. And He doesn't say, if you don't make it, you're toast. God's faithful. God is faithful. That's not complicated. That's not too hard to understand. You know? It's just a fact. It's just a simple fact. God is faithful. You know? It is not difficult. I wrote to the Lord. I said, you know, I was thinking, Lord, it's not hard for me to believe you. It's just not. And because it's not hard for me to believe you, it's not difficult for me to trust you. It doesn't matter how complicated things are. It doesn't matter if I don't understand. It doesn't matter if I can't see, even when I'm can't see it, you're working. That's not a problem for me. It becomes a problem if we start trying to figure it out. If we take a verse like 1 Corinthians 10:13, if we take a verse like that and say, oh, why does God let these things happen to me? I don't understand why He let these things happen to me. And then the enemy comes and says, well, you're paying for your sins. You know, that's obviously a laughable statement, isn't it? Because Jesus paid for my sins. So it's got to be something else. You know, it might just be that it isn't God letting these things happen to me. These things are happening. Things happen. I will be honest with you that when we were worshiping today, I was wanting something to happen. I was wanting Vicky to just jump up and start running around here and say, there it is! There it is! There it is! And I would know that it was there because she just isn't crazy like me. You know? But if she got drunk enough in the spirit, she would be. Because I saw her drunk in those other spirits before. She could be pretty wild. Wild child, you know. There it is. God is faithful. God is faithful. It didn't happen. She didn't say it. She didn't jump up. She didn't run around screaming. So I didn't quit worshiping and go, I don't understand, Lord. You know what I want. What's going on here? Is it my fault? Is it her fault? You know, is it Wayne's fault? Whose fault is this? It's just, yeah, he would say, Roger, are you stupid? No, I'm not stupid. God's faithful. He's just faithful. What if we just show the way that God is faithful? Because you see, you'll have someone that will say to you, how can you say God is faithful when this happens? How can you say God is faithful when that happens? Look at you. How can you say that God is faithful? But you know what? There are people, there's that one guy that's this high. He stands on a table to talk to people. You know what he says? God is faithful. How can you say God is faithful? Look at you. Ain't it great? God is faithful. God is able. Well, if he's faithful and he's able, then why doesn't this work? Why doesn't that work? Why does... I don't know. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll know the truth. And the truth will just make you free. We can be free of the need to be right. We can be free of the fear of being wrong. I have a new course, but I have to have a guitar to do it. But I'm working on it because it was just God's grace will get you through. God's grace will get me through. God's grace will get me through. Cast off your cares. Cast off your fears. Trust in how much he cares. God's grace will get you through. God's grace. Let go of your fears. Trust how much he cares. God's grace will get you through. God's faithful. You see, God is faithful. It's better to say God is faithful than to go off on, I don't know what I'm going to do. I gotta let Sue and Fred listen to this. Yesterday Sue called me and they couldn't find Fred. What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. We prayed. And I said, now let me know because I'll go looking for Fred too. Yep, just let me know. And so I called her. She didn't call me. I called her. I said, what's the news? Oh, they called. He's okay. All right. She said, when he gets home, I'm going to find out what the deal is, and then I'm going to kill him. I said, no. You can't kill him. You've told me now. And I know. Oh, man, I'd have to off you too, wouldn't I? I said, yeah, so let's not kill anybody. You know, it was just funny. Just, you know, but it was like, what are we going to do? Well, we'll pray. I will tell you that I had a little jump of my yout. Nice, beautiful weather for him to not be able to be found. I don't know where he is. I don't know what went on. I don't care. God's faithful. God is faithful. See, we have to be able to encourage others that God is faithful. Not, I don't know, call the highway patrol. No, I don't call them just yet. You know, let's, God is faithful. That doesn't mean there'd be anything wrong with that. But you see, we don't want to. We want to go to what we know. Okay, God's faithful. Let's look at this. God is faithful. When I am afraid, I'll call upon the Lord. When I am discouraged, I'll call upon the Lord. Now, there are... Obviously, sometimes people say, well, what good does that do? Well, we need to be prepared to say it does a lot of good. When I call, it reminds me that he hears me. Sometimes I just laugh at myself because I'm sitting talking to the Lord and then I'm thinking about something else. And so I come back and I say, Lord, this is just crazy. I'm here with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm wandering. I mean, I will grant you that sometimes I go, okay, is this something I'm supposed to pray about, Lord? You know, must be God leading me to be distracted. Well, it's not impossible, but I think I'll come back. And then if the Lord says, no, Roger, go back. Then I'll go back. But God is faithful. God is faithful. He will show you the way out. He will show you the way through. He will show you the way over. He will show you the way under. He will show you the way. But I don't hear anything. Don't worry about it. Declare the truth. No. What Paul told them, he said, look, do and say and the things that you have seen me do and say. Okay, so let's see. He was on a boat. The boat was wrecking. He said, I believe God. I believe God so much that I believe you better cut that lifeboat loose. I believe God so much that you better quit trusting that. I believe God so much that we better go God's way. I believe God so much that I believe God said this to me. Right? You know? I need, Lord, I need you so. Lord, I need you so. Lord, I need you so. That I tell the people in the jail all the time, six words. Oh, Lord, I need you so. Oh, Lord, I need you so. Those six words are all you need. Because when you call, he hears you. You need to believe that he hears you. I need him so because I need to have the words for you. I need to have the words for each and every person who comes in from a pod. Because of that, sometimes I get some great stuff that God has for some of them. I go, whoa. You see, you guys know the Bible. You know the way. You know, but God still gives us seeds that go, And if there's something that people who are in jail, people that are far away from God need to know is that God's grace is God's grace. God's grace is not dependent upon my grace, how much grace I'm willing to extend. But thinking about it as God's grace and that I don't, if the firefighters in Los Angeles, if they can find water, they can control the flow. They have an on-off on it. They can control that. I do not have an on-off for God's grace. God's grace, I do not believe, has an on-off. There is no place where it says in the Bible that his grace is going to end. His grace is going to still be going when everything ends. You know? There will be multitudes saved that other people don't think should ever be saved. There will, because God's grace. It's amazing, and it's God's grace. Remember, it's God's grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Isn't it sad that God can sing, people can sing that song about God's amazing grace and somehow forget that they were a wretch. You know? I can't forget that I was a wretch. I don't even want to forget that I was a wretch. If I forget that I was a wretch, then it would be easier for me to go back. Even though I said, oh Lord, don't let me go back. I don't want to go back. No need to go back. Continually, no high like the Most High. You know? And that's just it. That's just where we stand. And God's grace is amazing. And God's always showing us the way out. God's always carrying us so that we can endure. Always. 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 When a coach coaches someone and then they put them in the game, they hope that they perform as well in practice as they did in practice. They wonder if they can take the pressure. God doesn't wonder if you can take the pressure. God doesn't throw you into the mix of things without giving you everything that you need to win. And all these things that you have experienced in your life and you're still standing, those are things that show the way to others. Because you know God and you believe God. And when you believe God and you reveal how faithful God is, that exposes people to a God that a lot of people have never considered. I never heard this before, a lot of people will say. I've never seen anybody that believes the way that you do. Do you really think that God would do that for me too? He's already done it. He says, this is the way, walk in it. That's what he says. He says that to every single person, any person, anywhere. He says, this is the way, walk in it. So you can say, this is the way, walk in it. Just walk in it, walk into it, swim around in it, get refreshed in it, come out yapping, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. I'll never forget the young man that I baptized in Russia, and he came out of the water like a dolphin. I'm not sure if his feet cleared the water or not, but I mean, he came flying up and his smile lit up the room and he was just, woo! You got to understand, Russians aren't that demonstrative, you know? But oh man, I saw the light. He was lit up. And his light, he showed to people. He didn't know anything about anything except he knew what God did for him. Amen. Don't lose those things that God has done for you. He showed you the way out. He showed you the way through. And you are called to do it too. Just show the way. Just show the way. The Bible says, talk about his goodness. You know, talk about his goodness. It's really funny. People will say, well, so what do you know today? And I don't know anything except for one thing. And I always put a little disclaimer. You know what I know. God is just so good. And he's so good to me. And I know every time there's that hesitancy of, oh, they don't want to hear it. Oh, I've said it before. Oh, they're thinking, oh, who did I just ask that to? I don't care. People of the goodness of God. God is good. God is good. You know? When Vicky is limping, God is good. When Vicky is hurting, God is good. If I doubted that, I'd be mad. But God's good. God is good. He is faithful. He is faithful. He won't let you be tempted beyond what he shows you the way out. He doesn't show you halfway out. He just shows you the way. Look unto the Lord. That's where your help comes from. That's where our help comes from. And because we know that, then we can show people the way. Yeah. I wouldn't have done Sue any good yesterday if I said, I don't know. I've never been in this sort of a situation before. I was in that situation when Michael disappeared. Michael disappeared, just flat disappeared. And we found him in a place where he never could have got to by himself. And he said somebody carried him. Must have been a fine angel. or a bad man that ran into a fine angel. I don't know. But he disappeared. Well, we had enough smarts to look for him, to pray about it, and to praise God when he was found. It didn't occur to me yesterday when Sue was telling me he was gone. I've been here before. I've been in this before. I've been in this place before. But God is faithful. 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 I don't have to know how. I don't have to know why. I don't have to know anything. I have to know. Okay, now let's just think about this. God is faithful. You know? I mean, we're in the time of the football season when they're doing the playoffs, and we're in the time when the announcers are saying he somehow finds a way to win. And they're telling us how this guy gets in the huddle and what he must be saying in the huddle. They don't know what he's saying in the huddle. But he must have said something good. Well, we're in a huddle. God is faithful. And God is faithful is enough to change lives. Show the way. Show the way. Amen. Never grow weary of well-doing, your word tells us, Lord. Never grow weary of declaring God is faithful. Help us, Lord, to never lose our vision that we know you're making a way out. That we're not going to be defeated, even if we do have to endure a little. Everybody endures a little. It's no different for us than it is for the lost people. Everybody has to go through. But we know the way out. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. You are faithful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.